It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Yahoo has a new CEO. The hiring of Google executive Marissa Mayer was announced yesterday. Her first day is today. She probably found her parking spot, learned where the coffee was. It's a bit of a coup for Yahoo, everyone's favorite gateway to the web in 1996, which has stumbled a bit in recent years. Andrew Ross Sorkin is one of the reporters who broke the story of Mayer's hiring for the New York Times. He says, you may not know Mayer's name, but you know her work at Google.
She was in charge of the look and feel of things like the homepage, the famous white homepage. That was her. Google News, the way Gmail looked, the famous Google Maps. That was really what she has done for the last 13 years. She was their 20th employee, started as an engineer, but quickly became in charge of really the way everything on Google looks and feels to us.
So we might get a cleaner look for us Yahoo users. It might be just a simpler place to navigate because she knows how to do that?
I think that's going to be part of it. I think they're probably going to spend a lot of time on mobile, a lot of time on video, broadband, and a lot of time with advertisers. She also has a reputation on Madison Avenue. And, of course, when you think about these services, we think about the user experience. They're also supposed to be revenue generators, and that's traditionally through advertising. And the sense on the board, at least their hope, is that she will actually be able to bring big names back into the fold.
Andrew Ross Sorkin of the New York Times. You know Microsoft Office, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, all those things you've used in every office job you've had in the last 15 or 20 years? Well, Microsoft has announced an update to that software. The new version is designed to work on PCs and tablets like the upcoming Surface. That means touchscreen compatibility. Melissa Webster is an analyst with IDC and says the company is taking a big tent approach.
If you're authoring a document in Word, or you're doing budgeting in an Excel spreadsheet, or you're creating a new presentation in PowerPoint, you really do need to be able to use shortcut keys, typing, real keyboard, a mouse, something that's got a little finer point on it, maybe a stylus than the tip of your finger. Microsoft's been clear that users want that sort of mixed mode experience, so you can combine touch with those other modes of interaction, and you're not sort of locked into just one way to work.
Rather than be software installed on one machine, Microsoft Office would go with you from device to device, storing things remotely, ready when you need it. Joe Wilcox is with Beta News.
You think about your phone bill, your cable service, for example. You get that on a subscription basis. You pay for it monthly. That's kind of where Microsoft would like to go with Office. It already sells the software to businesses kind of that way, and they want to go further to small businesses and consumers and make it available not just on your computer, but anywhere you go. The idea is that Office goes with you anytime, anywhere, and on anything.
That agility is what customers want, says Webster, and it should make shareholders of the company pretty happy as well.
Moving more of Microsoft's revenue stream to a subscription-based model, which is a great annuity model anyway, because you know the reason they need to keep innovating is they need users to want to upgrade to new versions so they can monetize that.
Money keeps coming in the door.
Exactly. Moving to a subscription basis where users either pay or can't use is brilliant. Sort of evolutionary strategy for any desktop software maker, not just Microsoft.
Melissa Webster from IDC. So if you want to use Word and Excel and PowerPoint and travel from machine to machine, get ready to pay a monthly bill. You can find us on the internet. We are at marketplacetech.org. Read our blog, catch up on previous episodes. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.